Weights and measures. The maximum weight that a ship can carry, its dead weight, tut, is expressed in long tons, short tons, or metric tons. A short ton is 907 kilograms, 2,000 pounds. A long ton is 1,016 kilograms, 2,240 pounds. And a metric ton, is 1,000 kilograms, 2,204 pounds. The use of metric tons is replacing the more traditional long tons measurement. It is commonly called the tonnage of the ship. What the ship can accept as freight is generally less than its dead weight, because the maximum weight includes fuel, supplies, and ballast, a solid or liquid matter used for stability. Therefore, a ship's dead weight capacity is larger than its actual capacity for freight. The freight capacity can be expressed in 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs for container ships, or in volumetric capacity, cubic capacity of the payload area for bulk shipments. Volumetric capacity for dry solids is called grain capacity, and capacity for materials stowed in bales or boxes is called bale capacity. Also, what the ship carries can affect which capacity measurement is used. A ship carrying iron ore will reach the tonnage capacity before it reaches its volumetric capacity, and a ship carrying grain will reach its volumetric capacity before it reaches its tonnage capacity. The size of an ocean vessel determines its trade route due to restrictions at certain ports of entry. Vessels are measured by the amount they can carry, determined by water displacement. A ship can be considered fully loaded at different drafts. Draft refers to the depth at which the ship sits in the water. Draft can depend on the season, the latitude of travel, and the water density. Salt water is denser than fresh water, so ships in fresh water sit lower in the water than ships with the same weight in salt water. A ship has a line, called the plimsoll line, and marks on its side to indicate how deep it should sit in the water. Two other letters indicate the authority under which the ship is registered. A horizontal line cuts through these two letters to indicate whether cargo is loaded evenly. Ships sink to T, tropical, at their deepest, and they sink to S, summer, at deadweight. Other letter designations include W, winter, WNA, winter North Atlantic, F, freshwater, and TF, tropical freshwater. Exhibit 6-22 illustrates a plimsoll line. Exhibit 6-22, plimsoll line. Ocean ships are also measured by their ability to move through the Panama and Suez canals, as was addressed elsewhere.